Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Mary and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S., Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, and I'm not registered to vote.
I'm definitely voting.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, not party affiliation, or some
no
other
party affiliation.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background? Hispanic, African American, Asian, white, or other?
White.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, things is too broad. So what are you talking about? Economy, education, unemployment, real estate markets. I mean, that's just too broad to say. It's on something. Yeah.
I know that there is a broad, there are a lot of things to take into consideration, but generally speaking, like a big picture, trying to combine all of these elements together, do you think?
Yeah, I just think it's fine. I mean, it's okay.
So would you consider that this is going to the right direction?
There could be improvements, so I wouldn't say no. I would just say I'm okay with the current state, I guess. It's a very difficult, I'm a professor, to just say things are on, no, I can't really answer that.
Okay.
So what do you think would be the best answer? You put it in there.
No, don't worry. This is really up to your opinion, so don't worry. We can continue to the next question. From the following list, which issue should be the governor and state legislature focus on the most to help you and your family? The list of options are the following. The economy and jobs, climate and the environment, local growth and development, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, abortion, crime and public safety, access and cost of healthcare, taxes, K-12 education, housing and property insurance costs.
There's so many I have that they should focus on. Okay. How about right now then insurance costs?
Okay. Housing and property insurance costs. Okay. Thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? The options are definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate.
You can choose definitely Democratic.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Will be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
On some issues I disapprove and on some issues I approve. But I strongly disapprove on certain laws that he's passed, so let's say disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each of them, you can indicate that as well. The first name on the list is Mike Caruso. Is your opinion very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Could you say the name again?
Yeah, Mike Caruso.
Caruso, I no opinion.
Okay. Next name is Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Will be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
And the last name on the list is Sienna Asta.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic
definitely
candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Asta, the Democratic candidate?
The Sienna, yeah. Democratic.
Thank mm-hmm. you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Sienna Asta, the Democratic
definitely.
Candidate? Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only.
Okay.
And regardless of how may you feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political offices, for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do for Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I'd say it's about even, balance.
Okay, so Democrats as you do for Republicans.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Okay, press one. Thank you. What is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim,
Protestant.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. This concludes our interview, and thank you very much for your participation and time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.